scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And Megan is starting the morning off at home this morning. And did we decide on what's going to be called now? The cherry?
I mean, you seem stuck on cherry.
Well, because if it's made of cherry, then we call it the Cherry Table Studios or something like that. Or the Cherry Wood. Ooh, Cherry Wood Studios.
I like that.
That sounds that sounds really, really fancy.
It does. It sounds like I'm like legit radio person. Not just made up like
it
usual.
Sounds like you're a fancy like recording studio where like the Beatles would have recorded once. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
It's good stuff. This is not so good though. A new study has revealed that the average American wastes about a pound of food every single day.
Wow.
That's roughly 150,000 tons of food nationwide. Surprisingly, people who eat healthier diets waste even more, and that's because they're probably buying more fruits and vegetables, which go bad faster, and they eating higher quality diets with more fruits and vegetables should certainly continue to be a goal for us all, but we can simultaneously recognize that there may be more perishable items in these diets, according to Meredith Niles, the co-author of the study from the University of Vermont.
They're not telling us to stop eating fruits and vegetables then.
No, yeah, don't stop doing it. You really got to be conscious of the fact that that stuff's going to go bad quick, so you got to use it.
Put it at the front of your fridge, not at the back.
Right. Mm. Or figure out ways to preserve it, and do different things, maybe make sauces out of it and stuff. Oh. No, don't just let it sit in your little vegetable drawer. I think the biggest problem is the vegetable drawer is always really on the bottom.
That is where vegetables go to die.
Yeah.
The produce drawer. Yes, yes. That's where things wilt and get gross. So I don't like to use it. I keep my veggies high up so I can see them.
That's a good idea.
Listen to us giving all these tips. Well,
we should have a cooking show.
We should. I've got a tip for this kid. There's an 8-year-old in Woodbridge, New Jersey, who is trying to save Toys R Us, which is not coming back, I don't think.
Yeah, the bankruptcy and all that stuff.
Her name is Delilah Latanzi, and she and 100 of her friends have signed a petition and have put up posters to save the company. She says, "My mom grew up with it, my grandmother grew up with it, and I want my kids to. I can't imagine my kids not knowing what Toys R Us is. It would be mind-blowing," she says. She says, "I'm putting up a lemonade stand at my house, and I'm giving all of my money to Toys R Us." So
I'm going to say I love your idea.
She should hang on to her money.
But it seems like a bad investment.
Exactly.
The Shark Tank guys are not going to say yes to this one. So you shouldn't either. So I love the lemonade stand idea, but probably invest your money.
But she should just keep her. She should start her own toy store.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love that. Get all those deals at Toys R Us and then resell the toys.
Exactly.